Tower. Best of Days just in front of Paradis. Holmesman still coming then to Fibrillate. Holmesman moves up to Best of Days at the 100. Best of Days and Holmesman. Best of Days and Holmesman. Holmesman with the Music Man cheering above. And also Best of Days a photo. Holmesman and Best of Days a photo. Maybe Holmesman. Then came Chapada prominent for...
Maybe he did have some help from above, and it was a narrow victory for Holmesman, and some emotional scenes on course. Sam Friedman, front and centre for the stable, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Sam.
Thanks very much, Warren. It was a pretty amazing day.
What was the feeling in the group afterwards? Obviously, Michael Gadinski so close to horse racing, but to the Lloyd and Nick Williams family and involved in this horse and many others, three Melbourne Cup winners. What was the feeling with that group post-race?
Yeah, well, look, it was pretty amazing just to sort of observe it from afar. You know, obviously, I didn't know Michael Gadinski personally, but the family were very close with him, Dad and Lee, and obviously Nick Williams was best mates with him, and you know, his son was there yesterday, so it was all, you know, very emotional, and it was pretty amazing scenes. It didn't feel like a normal group one. It felt a little bit, you know, more special, and I think particularly when Matt led the horse in to scale, it was some amazing scenes there.
Let's talk about the performance of the horse, because you went into the race with a bit of a plan. Take us through the plan for Holmesman going into the Australian Cup.
Yeah, well, look, Lloyd had been in touch about looking to ride horse, particularly when he'd drawn where he had drawn, and being a horse that typically, you know, gets on speed and keeps fighting on, and he was keen to explore riding the horse, basically riding him ugly and riding him wide, just giving him a bit of room. The instructions for Jai were pretty simple. I mean, if you told every rider to just sit wide on a horse and they're drawn a wide gate, it'd be pretty straightforward for them. So, yeah, you just needed to keep him out of trouble and keep him in a nice rhythm. And, you know, he covered more ground than probably every other horse in the race. But I think ultimately, with a bit of room, he's a little bit better, and then he shows that tenacity when something comes up alongside him.
He's by nature quite a strong, nuggety, robust horse. What type of improvement had he taken from his first up run in the PDR?
Yeah, well, look, he looks the best he's ever looked for us. He looks the fittest he's ever looked for us. He's a horse that he is quite hard to get fit. And, you know, whilst he's got a very good first up record, he takes a heavy workload to get into that fitness first up. You know, he spent a lot of time in the stable doing some hard gallops to get to that level. I think first up, he probably just felt that pinch a little bit. You know, first up at the 1800, probably the last 50 or 100 metres, he felt the pinch, and he took very good improvement heading into the race yesterday. But he's not a flashy track worker. He's not the sort of horse that you know you're going to get a really good guide on from what he's doing in the mornings. But just looking at the horse physically, and you know, in his coat, and he tightened up a lot. Yeah, we thought he was as fit and forward and fresh as we could possibly have him for yesterday.
Only second up yesterday. What could lie ahead for Holmesman?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a few options for him, obviously, up in Sydney. And, there is the All-Star Mile next week. But, yeah, I think we'll have to sit down and have a chat about it, you know, whether we head up to Sydney. And he does handle soft track, so there's obviously races like the Queen Elizabeth, and there's a... and Doncaster and that sort of thing. So we'll give them all a bit of thought, and we'll probably just make a decision in the next week or so.
Number of other encouraging performances from the stable yesterday: Flying Evelyn, Supreme Idea, Chica Fuerte. One not necessarily so, might have been race shape. What did you make of the performance of Lunacorn?
Yeah, well, she was very disappointing. Not quite sure what to make of it. I mean, the race shape didn't suit, but all the same, she was entitled to finish off a lot better than she did. She is a funny sort of mare. She can put in a run like that every now and again. And I felt when she peeled out wide, she didn't appear to me to be very genuine in finding the line. You know, perhaps she's a mare now that sort of got to put in the race to a degree and get her near the speed. You know, she won at Flemington, obviously, a few starts ago, sitting in the 1-1, and she was close enough in amongst them last start, so perhaps that's the reason. But yeah, sort of back to the drawing board with her. We'll have to work on a few things.
Blue Diamond form held up yesterday with the win of Animo in the Todman in Sydney. How's Artorias done since the Blue Diamond?
Yeah, look, it was pleasing to see that. I suppose you always wonder how that form will stack up against the Sydney 2-year-olds, and I suppose that showed that that the Melbourne 2-year-olds are right in it up there. So, look, Artorias has come through it brilliantly. He's really in a good space at the moment. He had a gallop reverse way on Saturday morning at Flemington. It was a very strong piece of work. He got on the right legs. He's going really well. So he's going to head up to Sydney on Monday night, and he'll trial up at Randwick on Thursday. So Curry will be staying up to trial him, and he'll stay on him for the slipper. So, yeah, but it was very pleasing to see Animo get the job done yesterday.
Australian Cup yesterday, aiming up at the Adelaide and Canberra Cups tomorrow with Aussie Nugget and Starcaster, respectively. What's your expectation with both of those?
Yeah, look, I expect Aussie Nugget to go very close. He was unlucky last time out behind the Fibrillate. You're stuck in amongst them, and he's a horse that's best when you can get him to the outside. So, yeah, look, he's drawn a nice gate for him. He'll drift back, and we'll get into the middle of the track. He should be finishing off very hard. I think the distance isn't a query for him. He was strong all the way to the line last time out. So, yeah, hopefully he can get the job done. And Starcaster, the favourite's obviously going to be extremely hard to beat, but he'll be up there on the lead somewhere, either just trailing the speed or leading. And he's very fit. He's racing in really good form. A lot of how he will perform will be determined by how he's behaving, I think, in the pre-parade and saddling, and how he handles the whole occasion with a big crowd there. I think Mooney Valley, he's very relaxed and gets around there fine, and he's well behaved. But Flemington's a different story, for example. So he's a sort of horse that you don't really know until if you're going to back him, you'd wait until he's loading in the gate.
Terrific day for the stable and a win to remember for many reasons in the Australian Cup yesterday. Sam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Cheers. Thanks, Ryan.